Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution, color breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. And make no mistake, that's exactly what we are living through, ladies and gentlemen. I also, we're back. We're back in full force. We have a lot of good stuff ready for 2023. We're going to surprise you. New content types. We have a lot of ideas we've been cooking over the holidays. Speaking of holidays, I hope you guys had a good break, good end of the year, good Christmas, or, you know, whatever it is you celebrate. But anyways, I want to welcome my awesome co-host, the one, the only, the legendary, Optimus Fields, who's been bunkering down and hosting Simply Bitcoin. How you doing, Opti? Oh, and I've seen in the comments, like, Nico, be careful. Opti's coming for you. So,
hey, how you doing, Opti? Wow. I mean, man, how could I not be better? We get to show up the beginning of the year. It's Proof of Keys Days. It's Genesis Block Day. And we get to create Bitcoin content and keep everyone on the mission. You know, it's another year. Last year, my life completely changed. This year, we're going to take it up another level. And man, I'm just hyped. I was saying in the space right now, it's like, I think we are going to be in for an interesting 2023. I said it all last year, repeatedly, like a broken record. We have crossed the mainstream Rubicon, and Bitcoin is a focal point of conversation everywhere. And I think we're going to only continue on that narrative, on that front this year. And we're going to see some crazy stuff this year. Quote me now. It's going to be a wild year, whether it's the price, whether it's just, you know, legacy media tax, whatever. It's going to be a wild year. I am wholly convinced of this. And I was tripping out on it last night. I'm like, man, this year is going to be crazy. I can't wait to put in the work with you guys this year. So let's fucking go.
Let's go. And also, guys, we're going to talk about Michael Saylor. He bought and then sold some Bitcoin. I know this is last week's news, but I think the signal out of all that news is that he announced that MicroStrategy was going to throw their hat in the ring when it comes to the Lightning Network. That is the signal. I think that is massive amount of signal. So we're going to get into the details of that. And also, we have a very special guest, the host of In Between Two ASICs, Tatum. And Tatum is going to get us up to speed about what happened with Luke Dash. You know, so he apparently has all the details of that. So we're going to get into all of that. What happened with Luke? Was his Bitcoin really in cold storage? And I saw Mr. HODL, right? Apparently Luke was asking for donations a year or two back. But apparently we found out that Luke was the owner of over 200 Bitcoin. Man, how does that work? Some people have no shame. So anyways, before we start the show, Tatum, how you doing, bro? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be back. I'm doing great. I'm just block by block stacking more sats.
I love that. Love that. All right, everybody. Let's do it. Let's start the show. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Hey guys, welcome back to ASIC Life Hacks. I'm your host, Tatum Turnup, also host of Between Two ASICs, not a podcast. I hate in the winter whenever it's really snowy outside. All right, so I live in Louisiana, so it never really is snowy, but there's occasional cold spells that, you know, make us have some patchy ice, and I'm just walking, and I just slip. This is... What it kind of is like. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh. Wouldn't you really like if that wasn't what happened? I'm going to show you how you can use the heat from an ASIC to make sure that doesn't happen. All you got to do is put your ASIC or ASICs outside. Thinking about it now, there's probably going to need to be some more steps you take before you get to that point. However, I'm just going to show you essentially what happens. Yeah, there's got to be a lot that goes into this, but I'm going to show you the...
I can't. Bro, absolutely legend. Hilarious. Legend. Tatum has some of the best skits in the space. Anyways, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 16,624, the sats per dollar, 6,015 block height, 770,211 reachable Bitcoin nodes, 15,817 blocks to the halving, 69,789 halving estimate, April 26, 2024. It's getting close, baby. Total lightning capacity, 5,153 Bitcoin capacity value, $85 million US dollars. Realized monetary inflation. That number is going to keep going down, right? So Bitcoin continues to take fiat currencies to absolute school, 1.76%, and the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $320 billion. All right, everybody, what I wanted to go through today is this very simple idea that for some reason, it's just very difficult for a whole lot of people, right? And this radical idea is, now that you have this technology, stop trusting other people with your money, or these types of things are going to continue to happen. And what am I talking about? So for anyone who's not in the know, Gemini Earn, which was the yield product of Gemini, went belly up. And now hundreds of millions of dollars, all these people, according to this letter, it's 340,000 people, right? Just hundreds of thousands of people don't have access to their money anymore, right? They're searching for yield, and not your keys, not your Bitcoin, right? So apparently he doesn't have communication with Barry Silver anymore. So he turned to Twitter, typed embarrassing in the open. But there's two lessons here. Lesson number one, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. And lesson number two, why are you trusting other people? Like, why? You know, like, and this happened, mind you, this happened with Celsius. This happened with FTX. And it's like, yeah, you know, Cameron Winklevoss, terrible, you know, whatever, whatever your opinion is of him. Barry Shilbert, right? Terrible, you know, it's a terrible person. You know, SBF, terrible person. Alex Mashinsky, terrible person. It's like, but like, why are you putting your trust in someone else's hands when you don't have to anymore? Right? Like, is that 7% yield worth it when the average return of Bitcoin the last 10 years, like 250%? Now, I'm not saying it's going to be 250% into the future, but let's say it's a fraction of that. Let's say it's 50% or 70%, you know, average return over the next 10 years. Is that 7% return really worth it? Right? Is it really, really worth it? And this is when this concept of have a low time preference comes into play, right? Searching for that yield is short time preference behavior, right? And that's what got all these people wrecked. Where if you took Matt O'Dell's famous lines, stay humble, stack sats, and then what I add to that is stay humble, stack sats, and then take those sats into self-custody, not only is that going to benefit you financially, but that's also going to fundamentally change the world, right? If millions upon millions upon millions of individuals stopped outsourcing the personal responsibility of the storage of their wealth and actually took that personal responsibility back into their own hands, that is going to fundamentally change the world. And that's what governments are scared of, right? That's why Elizabeth Warren, you know, released that bill with Senator Marshall. That's what it's all about, because they don't want you holding a money that doesn't steal from you. That's what it's all about. Anyways, Let's check out some of this. So Cameron Winklevoss, you know, Earn update, an open letter to Barry Shilbert. He said, you are the yield. Stop trusting other people with your money. Stick to Bitcoin. Matt O'Dell, it has been 47 days since Gemini Earn froze withdrawals, and Barry Shilbert still owes users $900 million, $100 million of shy of $1 billion. And now they go head to head. DCG did not borrow $1.675 billion from Genesis. DCG has never missed an interest payment to Genesis and is current on all loans outstanding. Next loan maturity is May 2023. DCG delivered to Genesis and your advisors a proposal on December 29th and has not received a response. There you go again. Stop trying to pretend that you and DCG are innocent bystanders and nothing to do with creating this mess. It's completely disingenuous. So how does DCG owe Genesis $1.675 billion if it didn't borrow the money? Oh, right. That's a promissory note. Will you or will you not commit to solving this by January 8th in a manner that treats the $1.1 billion promissory note as $1.1 billion? So, and I'm going to repeat the message so that, you know, like you guys don't forget it. Stop trusting other people with your money, or the SBF thing wouldn't happen to you. The Alex Mashinsky wouldn't happen to you, or this Genesis debacle wouldn't happen to you. And Gemini as an exchange has one of the best reputations in the space, and it still happened to them because people were chasing the yield, number one. And number two, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. If it's not in your custody, is it really yours? Or are you putting a lot of faith in someone else, a lot of trust in someone else, when history has shown that people tend to abuse that trust over and over again? Now that you have the technology not to have to do that, you know, what is the definition of insanity? Trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? Yeah, if you're not taking Bitcoin into self-custody, you are insane, because you're literally expecting nothing bad to happen, but things continually happen that are bad over the last 10 years. Like, what the fuck is that about? Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this, bro? I mean, you've been here long enough. This should not surprise you whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I think we went pretty hard on this whole message last year. I didn't read the open letter actually, like, myself, so I don't know what's actually in that letter of what he's saying. But the message,
dude, I spared everyone the wanting to tear your ears out. Because it was just like, all like, it's not me, Cameron Winklevi, that's responsible for this. We didn't choose to add Gemini Earn on the platform, even though we knew everything about it. It is really Barry Silbert's problem, and everyone should get mad at Barry Silbert. But my message as a Bitcoiner is, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. It's as simple as that. This is a very simple concept. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was, when you're reading this, is, guys, today is the Genesis block day. Like, you guys should go back and read the white paper one more time. It's literally in the first paragraph. Stop outsourcing your money. Stop trusting the middleman. You don't have to do that anymore. This is why Bitcoin was invented. This is why we continuously
discovered.
Well, Bitcoin was invented. Digital scarcity is discovered.
Oh! I'll keep punching back.
So, you know, man, it's crazy that we saw so much of this in 2022. I really hope that in 2023, people wake up to this idea that we harp on so much, like, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody. You know, take baby steps. Use Bitcoin mobile wallets like Moon or Blue Wallet. And then once you get a little more confidence, find hardware signing devices like Cold Card, Seed Signer, and one of our sponsors, Jade. Like, guys, you need to take your money into your control, because you got to stop trusting these people, because history has shown us time and time again that when you trust people with your money, they will abuse that trust. And Satoshi fixed this, and here we are. It's January 3rd, Genesis Block Day, Proof of Keys Day. This is why we have this awareness type of holidays here, so that people understand. Don't chase the yield, because you are the yield on this Bitcoin. Bitcoin does the heavy lifting. Number will go up, and just trust in the process, provide value, and save in Bitcoin. This is a very simple, simple blueprint, but people want to complicate things. It is what it is. This is why we're here.
Absolutely. And one of our viewers, I can't read that, bro. What is that? Like, K Pi BK boys, it takes 30 minutes to learn how to use a Trezor. Absolutely. And I think that's the signal right there, right? Is it really, like, if you take a little bit of personal responsibility, the return on that is exponential versus you people continue. Like, self-custody is too complicated. Well, if you believe that, then, you know, you might get stuck with your pants down with Cameron looking behind you saying, yo, Tatum, what's up, bro? What are your thoughts on all this?
Look, if you hold your own keys, there are no need for Twitter open letters. That's all there is to it. But, I mean, it's not that hard. People, Udi, want to make it scary, but it's not. Like, he has no backing for any of – I don't know why he is so hard on saying, do not hold your own money. Like, that is mental illness. There's no reason for you not to put it in cold storage, put your keys, you know, first step, put it on a piece of paper. Next step, put it on a steel plate. Like, it's not hard. It really isn't. And you can go tinfoil hat, do air gap multi-sig with several different wallets. And it's not as hard as people want to make it sound. And the people who make it sound hard are getting amplified. And like, I love saying it, you are the yield. Like, the yield that you need, the only yield you need is holding your own freaking Bitcoin. Like, it's if you lower your time preference long enough, you don't need any of this crap.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
100%. Like, you are the yield. If you lower your time preference, you don't need this enough. But again, people are like, no, like, you know, I need that yield. It's like, bro, like, are you really, like, with Bitcoins, like, I know some years it's, you know, it's going to be down in terms of fiat price, right? But hodling ain't easy. American HODL, like, nailed that. Like, hodling ain't easy. It takes a special type of commitment belief to not only hold on to an asset when it goes down 80%, but double down and buy more of it when it goes down 80%. And what we call this, or at least I call this, and whatever, is paying the price of tuition, right? Most people, unless you get the year of entry absolutely right, pay a price of tuition. That includes Michael Saylor and that includes Nayib Bukele, which are currently paying their price of tuition. Michael Saylor is down in fiat, right? Down billions of dollars, or maybe a billion, right? He's down a lot of money, right? And that hurts. That hurts no matter who it is. But you have to pay it. You have to pay that price. It is what it is. But if you do, right, not only is it going to benefit you financially, but it also benefits you psychologically, right? A deflationary mindset is very powerful. The fact that your purchasing power increases over time versus decreasing is a totally different mindset that most people are on. And what it does is it gives you hope for a better future. It's not a question of how can I ever afford this? It's a question of how long do I have to wait in order to afford this? And that is a totally, totally different question. Anyways, Opti, it's time for news. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
What is the second best? There is no second best. What's anyways, the second?
There is no second best.
Today we're going to talk about Michael Saylor. So Michael Saylor, over the Christmas time, the holiday season, he bought the Bitcoin dip. Here's this Market Insider article getting into the details. Software company MicroStrategy, known for being the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, has revealed additional purchases of the digital currency in December. In an SEC filing on Wednesday, MicroStrategy stated that between the beginning of November and December 21st, the company purchased around 2,395 Bitcoin for approximately $42.8 million in cash. The company paid an average of $17,871 per token for this cachet. On December 22nd, MicroStrategy sold 704 Bitcoin for a total of approximately $11.8 million at a price of $16,776 per coin. The company said that the sale was for tax purposes. I believe that because I know a lot of other people were doing that as well. That apparently is called tax harvesting at the end of the year. In its SEC filing, the company stated MicroStrategy plans to carry back the capital losses resulting from this transaction against previous capital gains to the extent such carrybacks are available under the federal income tax laws currently in effect, which may generate a tax benefit. But I think the really big signal today was this. And actually, Michael Saylor announced this on a Twitter Spaces that he did not too long ago. But MicroStrategy, for anyone who doesn't know, to offer Bitcoin Lightning solutions in 2023. That's absolutely insane, right? Public company looking into really throwing their hat in the ring in terms of the Lightning space. That makes me extremely, extremely, extremely bullish. A lot of people don't feel good about Lightning. A lot of people are like, look, it's limited, right? There's only $85 million capacity. If we really want Bitcoin, you know, to be the world reserve currency, to have this worldwide reach, obviously the Lightning network capacity needs to go completely up, right? And the way that you do that is more development, more research going into the space, and it's extremely bullish that you have a company, you know, a public company, obviously, you know, Sailor, a largest stockholder, you know, to go into that, right? So here are some of the details. MicroStrategy Executive Chairman Michael Saylor has shared his firm's plans to release Bitcoin Lightning Network-powered software and solutions in 2023. In a Twitter Spaces event on December 28th, Saylor shared the company is exploring software and solutions that utilize the Lightning Network, such as solutions that support enterprise marketing, as well as a cybersecurity solution aimed at corporate websites. The Lightning Network is a Layer 2 payment protocol layered on top of Bitcoin's blockchain that allows for off-chain transactions, payment throughput, and lowering transaction fees. A business intelligence and tech company known for its massive Bitcoin holdings, MicroStrategy has been looking to beef up its Lightning Network Verse team, most recently announcing it was looking to hire a software engineer to build a Lightning Network-based software as a service platform. During the Twitter Spaces conversation, Saylor explained that the chief marketing officers could potentially use the Lightning to incentivize customers, such as giving out Satoshi rewards for engaging in activities such as posting good reviews or completing surveys. The company also wants to make it possible for any enterprise to spin up Lightning infrastructure in an afternoon. I think that's really the signal there, right? Is taking away the complexity of Lightning so that the average company, without having to hire, you know, a software team, could integrate it into its products and services, or integrate it into perhaps a payment platform, right? Like, the fact is, right, this is a reality, that most retail online doesn't have Lightning enabled. It doesn't, right? So how do we make that easy? We know that Bitcoin is internet narrative, meaning native, meaning it has a home field advantage, right? Like, think about PayPal made it easy, right? Because it saves your payment information, but, you know, it still pops up the payment that's like, oh, sign into your PayPal. You know, if you have 2FA, you have to go through that. You have to, even if you save your password, it still takes some steps. If you don't have that, you have to literally, and I know that all you guys have experienced this, literally plugging in your keyboard numbers to type in your credit card. Like, it is a pain in the ass, takes a lot of time. With Lightning, it's literally scanning a QR code with your phone. If you haven't done it, it's literally instantaneous, and I do recommend you doing it just to try it out, and you'll literally have a glimpse of what the future is going to be. It's so much easier. The fact that, you know, Lightning isn't taking advantage of Bitcoin's home field advantage, which is the fact that it's internet native, you know, like, it's the thing that you're best at, you're not doing, right? So, but this is really good. You know, I know that other Bitcoin companies are working on this as well. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts? Then after that, we brought Tatum on the show to talk about Luke Dash, what happened to Luke Dash. So we're going to get to that in a bit. But Opti, what are your thoughts on the Chad Saylor MicroStrategy throwing their hat in the ring when it comes to Lightning?
Yeah, man. So I think 2022, we saw a lot of awesome development on the Lightning Network. We say it all the time, you know, Bitcoiners build in the bear market, and shouts out to Becca,
because I am building.
You know, they're building on the Lightning Network. And I think this is just another testament to the idea of, like, once you become a Bitcoiner, once you have a stake in the Bitcoin network, you're trying to do your best to continue to propel the network so that more people get on the network. And so I think this is super awesome to see MicroStrategy put in their hat in the ring and develop on Lightning and further the protocol into the future so that more people can adopt Bitcoin. And I mean, I've been bullish on Lightning since I've been able to use it in 2018. And I just love the user experience of Lightning transactions. I pay my friends with Lightning, you know, anywhere that will take Lightning, you scan a QR and it's there, final settlement. It's way better experience than a credit card. You don't have to give personal information. So I am definitely bullish on Lightning and to see more companies put their hat in the ring. We saw NYDIG and Wolf's Clothing or Wolf, I forget what the name is, but in Wolf's Clothing, I think it was last year as well. So we're definitely seeing big companies try to develop on Lightning. And I think this is something that we will further see this year. And I just can't wait till more companies have spinned up like a BTC pay server and accepting Lightning. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Tatum, what are your thoughts?
I actually got re-bullish on Lightning recently. I hated it a little bit because I was having difficulty when I spun up my ode. But once I actually got some help and like talk to BT Sessions a lot too. I just started asking him questions. That's a big part, is just like conversation. But I now I got, you know, throughput and capacity, liquidity, but also I've learned that you don't need a node to interact on Lightning. Like you can literally use Lightning enabled wallets such as Blue Wallet or Moon. And once you actually do a transaction over Lightning, like I've bought several things from Crypto Cloaks, BTC Pins using Lightning, you realize how much easier it actually is, because it's really difficult when you go the TradFi route. And a lot of people don't necessarily like, oh, it's just a credit card. I got my numbers right here. I just got to pull it out of my wallet and type it in. There's a lot to unpack with that. But then also, when is that going to be taken out of your balance? If your balance is low, are you going to overdraft? Are they going to reverse the transaction? Is it going to get caught up on a bank holiday? You know, there's a lot that goes through that. Lightning, I don't have to input anything. I pick up my phone and I scan the QR code and tap a button and cool. We're good. Awesome. I got my stuff on the way and that's it. I don't know what the future looks like for major retail to implement that. But it's coming one way or the other.
100%. I agree with you. It's coming. Bitcoin is inevitable. The incentives are just better. Anyways, so before we dive in to Tatum, because Tatum did the deep dive, this is why he reached out to me and spared me doing the research. This is Luke Dash. Luke Dash is, from my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, he's a Bitcoin Core developer. This is what he tweeted January 1st, the first of the year. My PGP key is compromised and at least many of my Bitcoin stolen. I have no idea how. Help, please. Looks like some of it coin joined. What the heck? This is weird. He's a Bitcoiner, but he's also tagging the FBI. Strange. Never mind many. It's all basically gone. People asked him, was the cold storage? No, they got my cold wallet too somehow. And I think this really like freaked a lot of people out. Apparently what he had was over 200 Bitcoin on a hot wallet. A lot of people were looking at it. So I don't know what happened, and I'll mention this. And then I'll give the reins off to Tatum. And I think do you want me to share the screen?
Yeah, you can do that. I have some yeah. stuff pulled up.
So, and apparently, so Luke Dash, he's a Bitcoin Core developer and he doesn't know how to self-custody, doesn't know how to put his Bitcoin into cold storage. And I think that freaked a whole lot of people out. So, so Tatum, why don't you dive into the details? What happened? What do people know? And I think the most important question in a lot of people's minds is your Bitcoin safe in cold storage?
So let me preface with, I'm under a tornado watch, not a warning. A warning is when there's actually a tornado. A watch is just there's probable activity. So I don't need anything to happen, but if I got a dash, that's why. But the unfortunate thing is that no one really knows what's going on with the Luke situation. And there's a lot of speculation, and someone said it in the chat, the whole story seems sus, and it does. But real quick dive on who Luke is. He was the Eligius founder, maintains BFG Miner, which was an early like GPU mining kind of revelation. And also made a few clients, early clients that ran off Bitcoin Core. But then also he kind of redefined how the Bitcoin improvement proposals were kind of laid out, and authored quite a few actually. He 2021, actually, I don't know if he did 2021, 22, 19, 18, several early BIPs. And what I found very weird and interesting, speaking on what Nico said, tagging that FBI, I haven't seen much about this, but there's a petition against illegal use. And it says, we, the undersigned, are opposed to the use of Bitcoin for any kind of illegal activity, which, whatever, you have views on that. We encourage Bitcoin to follow the laws in their jurisdiction and applicable taxes. Which is really weird for me. And in fact, he was actually, if you look at the actual revision history, he was the one who authored this. So that, along with the at FBI, I was a little confused. It opens up more questions, and I'm figure more about that. Why did he attack FBI? What was the FBI do? But this was the tweet that Nico shared. His PGP key was compromised. Peter Todd, who is another, I think, core developer, I want to say, this goes, just don't trust Verify, because he said, hey, this is real. Trust me. He went on and talked about solutions on why this might have happened using Gentoo versus Cubes OS, which I'm unfamiliar with, but all it boils down to was these DMs that he shared, and this is also, don't just verify, I know for a fact of this, because Luke then replied and said he's a liar, but he said, your setup is actually a lot more secure. Luke's saying that this guy named him, uses his own node, cold passphrase, and 11. And it seems like what Luke did was hold everything in one area. He didn't have any multi-sig, didn't have any air gap, at least that's what it seemed. And what was this? I can't remember. This was what really pissed me off, is that whenever he said the exchanges didn't have the Bitcoins, ironic, did they'd probably still be safe. Didn't like that at all, because because you were an idiot with your, like, I mean, in FTX, they wouldn't be safe. If they were in Celsius, they wouldn't be safe. They were safe up until you screwed up and also had a server attack a couple months ago. Which I don't know those tweets, actually. I don't remember what this one is. But, oh, yeah, he's calling people liars whenever they, like, he's not self-custodying correctly. So there's still a lot of unknowns. But what we do know is that he suffered a server attack in November, which I forgot to pull up those tweets about this. But after that, he didn't, like, redo everything. I would have 100% just, like, redone absolutely everything, would have gone offline for a month, 2 months, until I figured out how to secure everything after I had a targeted attack. Granted, what I think is that he had a little bigger of a target on his back, being a core developer, knowing that he had so many Bitcoin. He was also asking for donations back in 2020 or 2021, I can't remember, and announced that he had upwards of a couple of $1 million worth at the time of him announcing that. And the fact that he didn't fully just secure that, he secured it on a third-party server, it seems like, where, as essentially what happened with the, the Rathcon, that's what happened with their Bitcoin. They put it in a box file. Essentially, what he's doing. What you need to do is not hard. Like, you take a hardware wallet, write on your, and you put that hardware wallet somewhere, and that's all you got to do. That's what I do. A lot of other people do, and a lot of other people do much more, but even with me telling you that setup right there, you cannot get my Bitcoin. And what he did was keep everything extremely centralized, oddly enough, into something where other people had their fingers on tinkering. And that's what I see happen. The story is still developing, I think. And I think that more is going to come out. But he was reckless. And Everyone, even core developers, can be reckless. It's extremely easy to be reckless. There's plenty of people that are giving you step-by-step tutorials to be reckless. And also, it doesn't even cost any money. Sorry if my audio is sounding weird. I'm getting weird signals. Here, I'm going to turn off video. TTU, that's a little better. But yeah, there's solutions to fully custing your Bitcoin without even paying any additional money for like hardware wallets until you can get one. I always recommend getting a hardware wallet, but download Blue Wallet, download Moon. Like, there's different backups that you can use with those. But that's what I've gathered so far. I'm sorry that that's not very conclusive, but it's what I've figured out just doing my little diet deep dive.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the message here, right? Is like, and a lot of people don't understand this, right? When it comes to self-custody, when it comes to the storage of your wealth, there's two things that are your enemies, right? Obviously, if the security is too low, and then obviously if the security is too high, right? Like, if you don't have the technical capacity to access your multisig or recover your multisig correctly, you know, it could be just as bad as your Bitcoin getting hacked, right? Like, maybe not as bad, but still you don't have access to your Bitcoin because you were over complex or you did something that was too technical. And I think that's really the case with Luke here, right? Is that perhaps he saw himself as a setup so bulletproof because he's a core dev and he has the experience. And he's like, no, I don't need a hardware wallet. Where, you know, you could have made the argument that, hey, maybe if you were just humble and just like bought yourself a Jade or bought yourself a cold card, right? Or make yourself a seed signer, maybe that could have just been better security, right? Than, you know, storing your Bitcoin on a computer that was connected to the internet, which is the definition of a hot wallet. So, anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, I think I say it all the time, like, just don't overcomplicate things and, you know, take baby steps to self-custody, because, you know, we are our own worst enemies. And I think this is just kind of one of those points of Luke being his own worst enemy and just like getting complacent and he got wrecked. And, it, you know, it sucks to see. You never want to see situations like this happen. But to see people on Twitter, you know, parading and telling people not to take self-custody, I think is just completely idiotic. Like, this shouldn't, you know, stop people from taking self-custody. I know there's the meme of like, oh, if a Bitcoin core dev can't take self-custody, then like, what can the average person do? And it's like, man, take self-custody, whether it's just on, you know, in your phone, on a mobile app, or like we tell you guys all the time of buying a hardware signing device, like, you know, Jade or Cold Card, or creating your own on Seed Signer. It's like, I think the best bet for people is, like I say it all the time, if I can do it, you guys can do it. And it, there is a learning curve, but this is what we got to do to ensure that we are holding our own money and that people aren't trying to rob us by debasing our currency. So, like, I think this is just one of those shitty situations to see someone overcomplicating things and wrecking themselves. And it's like, man, you know, this is a bummer to see.
So we got a good question in the crowd. Plan B says, is Ledger Live a hot wallet? And I know Ledger Live is very popular, especially with people just getting into the space. They buy a Ledger and they go to ledger.com, and then Ledger, you know, has its own software. Ledger Live is not a hot wallet. The private keys are on the Ledger itself. However, you are doxing your balances to Ledger because you are using their node. I don't know if Ledger Live has the capability of connecting to your own node, but I still don't recommend using the software that comes with the hardware wallet itself. I recommend using another wallet software. Spectre is great. I'm an Electrum junkie. Really, you know, it's really up to you. I know people are fans of Sparrow as well. And if you feel like you don't have the, I'm assuming you have a Ledger. If you have Ledger Live, you can use Ledger with Electrum, with Sparrow, with Spectre as well, right? So yeah, man. But so from my understanding, Ledger Live is not a hot wallet. As long as you're connecting your Ledger to your computer, your private keys should be on your Ledger. And of course, you know, wherever it is that you decide to back up your 24 word seed phrase or 12 word seed phrase. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
SwanBitcoin.com today. Oh, by the way, guys, if you go to swanbitcoin.com/simplybitcoin, you sign up and you make your first Bitcoin purchase, you get $10 free in Bitcoin.
Look at us.
Look at that. Look at
connected.
Swanbitcoin.com/simplybitcoin. Anyways, Opti, what are we talking about? Oh, it's Bitcoin's birthday, isn't it?
This is where we're starting, guys. I mean, it's almost fitting considering what we just covered on the news, but today is Genesis Block Day. And as Bitcoiners, we celebrate that by calling it Proof of Keys Days, taking your Bitcoin into self-custody, or, you know, on a not so optimistic view, calling the bluff on all these shitcoin exchanges, on all the Bitcoin exchanges, and, you know, creating our own little bank runs and ensuring that they have your Bitcoin. But hey, man, if you are waiting for today or January 3rd every year to take your Bitcoin off the exchange, I would not recommend that. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody right when you get it, or at least, you know, You can do whatever you want with your UTXOs, but the best time to take self-custody is not today. It's usually when you buy your Bitcoin, but hey, that's another point. So for those that don't know, what is a Genesis block? It is the first block in the Bitcoin blockchain, and it's the infamous block that we all talk about every single day, at least on here on this show, in the Genesis block, in the code, or in the raw file. There's the quote or the reference to an article, the Times 03, January 3rd, 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bailout. And this is why us Bitcoiners continuously talk about central banks. This is why we tell you guys to take Bitcoin into self-custody, because you can call the bluff on the bankers. And again, on this day in 2009, the Genesis block was mined by Satoshi Nakamoto, launching the Bitcoin network. And this is why it is happy birthday to Bitcoin. And I brought up a couple other cool little tweets. This one's by BTC Gandalf. He goes, Bitcoin is the first time humanity has had a hard money with a fixed supply and predictable issuance schedule. Thank you, Satoshi. Happy Genesis Block Day. Or Mandrick here, he goes, happy Bitcoin Genesis Block Day. This block is unspendable. He's talking about the Genesis block. And also another cool little tidbit, Satoshi also waited 6 days before mining block number 2, so others had time to join the network. This is why a lot of us Bitcoiners call it the Genesis block. This is why there is so much religious fervor behind Bitcoin, because it's literally like the Genesis story from the Bible. You know, I don't want to push our religious views or whatever, but Bitcoin is a religion out there to some people. And then there's this really cool thread by Alex Waltz, aka Raw Avocado, and he says 14 years ago today, Satoshi mined the first Bitcoin block, and in it he engraved this newspaper headline, and here's a thread that shows you how to check that message. So I'll drop this in the YouTube description. And then one more, it's by Bitstein, and this is just a reference to kind of what we talk about all the time here about the fact that politicians will always find a way to debase your currency. And Bitstein goes, August 15th, 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. January 3rd, 2009, Satoshi mines the Genesis block. Bitcoin is over 27% as old as the post-fiat dollar, and Bitcoin has been a clear success while the U.S. dollar remains a widely destructive and highly experimental currency. And so on this January 3rd, Genesis Block Day, on the first episode of the year, I don't think we could have picked a better topic to get on what I've been saying for a while, on the militant positivity Bitcoin vibe of this is why we do what we do. This is, you know, Satoshi gave us a gift of digital scarcity, gave us Bitcoin so that we can save in something that cannot be debased, in a digital currency that can go across the world in 10 minutes, the speed of light. And in my opinion, it's just kind of like a gift that Satoshi gave us, you know, like not only does Satoshi want you to be rich and healthy, but I want you to be rich and healthy. And so we want you to turn on, you know, put down the phone, as the saying goes, and take your Bitcoin into self-custody. Ensure that you hold the private keys to your Bitcoin. We say it all the time. Use Moon Wallet, use Jade Wallet, hardware signing device, use Bitcoin Core, Cold Card, Blue Wallet, Seed Signer, whatever trade-off you have picked to your favorite, you know, way to store your Bitcoin. It is upon you to figure that out. Test the stuff out. These are the stuff that I like. You know, if you want to save in Bitcoin, whether that's with our sponsor Swan or one of my favorite companies Azteco out there, just get Bitcoin into your hands. Ensure that more people are waking up to the idea of why we Bitcoin. And like I say all the time, man, provide value to your fellow man and further your fiat cash flows. Ensure that if you're providing the value, the sats will come to you. The Bitcoin will flow to you. And guys, we are competing for our very survival here. The fiat monetary system is designed to take from you guys, and Bitcoin has given our power back. Guys, you're competing every moment of the day, and you're competing with the Michael Saylors out there. You're competing with your fellow plebs out there to stack sats. And so don't let them outstack you. This is the first episode of the year. I will be on this mission all year of telling you guys, do not get outstacked by these people. Continue to take your Bitcoin into self-custody, because this is all that really matters. Satoshi wants you to win. Simply Bitcoin wants you to win. They gave us the tools to take back our life, our energy, opt out of the madness, opt out of the fiat game. Guys, this is why we do what we do every single day. This is why the Genesis Block Day is so important. January 3rd, a Bitcoin holiday, proof of keys day. Remember what is in the Genesis block. Chancellor on the brink of second bailout. We know what the problem is. We know what the issue is. It's the money printer. This is where they get their power, but you can call the bluff by taking Bitcoin into self-custody. Again, do not overcomplicate it. Do not just continue to complain. Spread the solution, which is Bitcoin, which is self-custody. Promote the wallets you like. Like we said, you know, Moon Wallet on mobile, Blue Wallet on mobile, Cold Card, Jade, Seed Signer as hardware signing devices. Use Bitcoin Core to follow the transaction with your own node. Like, this is the first episode of the year, and I'm going to be saying this all year long, guys, so I'm going to be a broken record, but get rich, get strong, get healthy, take back your money, put on an oxygen mask for yourself, take your Bitcoin into self-custody, and guys, like, it's bigger than just ourselves, but it's all about the individual here. So it's about turning everything you know upside down and becoming a Bitcoiner, taking your Bitcoin into self-custody, trying to change the last 100 years of crazy politicians, of crazy monetary policies. Like, this is about you becoming more sovereign. This is an individual revolution, but united we win, as we've been saying really hard on last year's show. We are in the race to avoid the war. And we need to ensure that people have the tools, that people know why we Bitcoin, why they should Bitcoin, what the use case of Bitcoin is. And, you know, as we say all the time, again, cliche Bitcoiner, like, the matrix is all around you and they don't want you to win, but we have the tools. So continue to spread the love, which to me is Bitcoin. Continue to get that message out there, because you guys out there, I looked at the analytics last week while we were gone. And, you know, I realize our demographic, you guys are men of similar age to me. We are the fighting military age men out there. We are the ones that are taking back the revolution. We are the ones that are taking back our lives and calling the bluff on all this madness. Forget about the boomers out there. There's more of us out here. And we really need to take up this mantle this year, because I am convinced that this year we are going to see probably the biggest attacks on Bitcoin that we've seen up to this point. And we saw some crazy stuff last year. So get yourself in the right fighting mentality. Mentally fit, physically fit, spiritually fit. Make sure your cold storage is secure. Make sure your Bitcoin is off the exchanges, because you do not want to get caught up in these situations where you lose your life savings in a blink of an eye. I like what BTC Penn said. Men of the corn, stand up, take back your life. With it, to me, this is the most important thing we can be doing. We are in a war right now. It's an information war. The psyops are everywhere. So how do you call the bluff? You take Bitcoin into self-custody. You ensure that you and your family are fit, healthy, that you have your ducks in order, because they want you weak. They want you poor. They want you owning nothing. So what are we going to do? We're going to provide value to our fellow man. We're going to save in Bitcoin, and we're going to take Bitcoin into self-custody. And this is how we win. Opt out of the madness. This is something I'm going to go on super hard this year. Happy birthday, Bitcoin. 14 years running strong, and here's 200 more years. Here's till 2140 when we get the last, you know, Bitcoin subsidy out there. Really take it upon yourself, guys. Like, I really want you to internalize this. We are in a war. It's an information war. It's a war of nutrition. Save in Bitcoin, provide the value, take your Bitcoin into self-custody, and slowly but surely, we will take back what is rightfully ours, and it is planet Earth.
Amen. Saint Opti going strong, first day of the year. Absolutely. Happy birthday. I wrote an article for Citadel 21, and the name of the article is Bitcoin Gave Me Purpose. And, you know, before Bitcoin, I was a really bad place in my life and, you know, really, you know, gave me a career, gave me hope again in the future. Really, you know, in a way, I don't, maybe this is too strong, but really did kind of give me my life back. And I'm forever grateful for Satoshi. And, you know, what I can contribute back is my content, my hash rate, and, you know, I'd fight for it. Because it really did everything for me, at least, and me individually. So yeah, man, happy birthday, Bitcoin. You're now 14. You're a teenager. You're in your rebellious years. It's gonna be crazy when Bitcoin turns 20, dude. You know, that's gonna be nuts. Or 21, maybe. Bitcoin's 21 birthday. That's gonna be lit. Tatum, what's up, man? What are your thoughts on Bitcoin's birthday?
Hope y'all can hear me okay. I do not know what's going on with my quality, but I am very thankful for Bitcoin. It feels weird that it's 14 years old. But like you said, like, I was a TradFi cuck, and I kind of got my life back when I figured out, like, oh, there's something that I don't absolutely hate that fixes what I do hate. Traditional finance, and I hope to continue to spread that to every person who wants to listen, and even those who do not want to listen, because they eventually have to. So I'm very thankful, very excited, very scared at the same time, but in a healthy way. So let's go another 14 years and beyond.
Absolutely right. A lot of people, you know, believe Bitcoin's gonna last 1,000 years. I mean, like, think about how difficult Bitcoin, how difficult Bitcoin has been to co-opt, right? Like, I think that if something does last 1,000 years, I think Bitcoin has the best probability to do so, right? It survived, you know, the Chinese Communist Party banning Bitcoin. There's still Chinese mining Bitcoin in mainland China, right? I suspect the final boss. I don't want to, you guys know, if you've been tuned into the show, what I believe is going to be the final boss. You know, I think Bitcoin's incentives are just going to win the day. Like, I think that incentives are fundamentally stronger than coercion. And I think the only thing they have left is coercion. They have force, right? I believe in incentives, right? Incentives are much stronger, because incentives, it's the individual who's willing to adopt something because it benefits them, rather than the point of a gun. The point of a gun is like, do this or else I'll hurt you. Problem is that type of system has leaks, right? So if they don't get everybody on board, which history has shown they've never been able to, even in the most totalitarian countries, this doesn't work, right? Versus you're incentivized to adopt something, right? It's a whole different dynamic. And I'm extremely bullish on Central, South Africa, South America, Africa, adopting Bitcoin, because there the incentives is ridiculous, right? They don't Bitcoin is the best alternative, right? Versus, I think a lot of people in the West, they're distracted by the bread and circuses. They're distracted by the developed financial rails. And I think that is going to be where the battle is the hardest, right? In terms of education, that front is going to be the hardest. But anyways, yeah, exactly. Jose Salgado said it, right? They can't shoot us all. And I think, you know, but what does Michael Saylor say, right? I want to be a winner. I don't want to be a martyr. So, yeah, we want to be winners here. That's what we fight. And it falls down to all you guys, right? This is a grassroots movement. It all falls down to the individual. Pass it on, you know, be the Uncle Jim with your family. Be the crazy person that your friends don't want to hang out with because they talk about Bitcoin all the time. Get that message out there. Eventually, we're going to reach critical mass where the ideas and the ethos of Bitcoin are going to enter into mainstream consciousness.
You're already seeing, you know, one of the most popular broadcasters in the world, Tucker Carlson host, people like Michael Saylor, people like Nayib Bukele, people like Max Kaiser. And he said on his famous Tonight Show, he's already said it, I'm a big fan of Bitcoin, quote. That's literally what he said, right? So I don't think we're that far away, but we do have to keep up the pressure, you know, stay vigilant. Don't get distracted. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. Let's do this.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks.
All right,
guys.
I got 3 minutes. Run through it.
All right. You already know. This is the meme review. Tweets are the bullets. Memes are the artillery. We are in an information war. It's never been clearer to me that this is true and this is the facts of the matter. And this is why there's so much psyops and FUD against Bitcoin. And this is why it is so important that you continue to spread the memes, continue to get those calls of actions out there, continue to incept the idea of Bitcoin. As Nico said, and I love this saying, we are in the war for the hearts and minds of the masses out there. So figure out better ways to explain Bitcoin, figure out better ways to get an emotional attachment to Bitcoin and show people why they hodl, why we hodl, and what it's going to do for their lives. Anyways, I had a bunch of memes. We've been off for a week and I really like this one. The meme in itself is dunking on this really bad meme by ETH. Apparently they did this meme here and it's like the difference. It's some .eth guy and ETH is patterned after a Lego and BTC is patterned after a brick. And this is supposedly a dunk on Bitcoin, but I really love what Bitstein says on this. And he goes, this is a great analogy. Bitcoin is a brick, simple but capable of building an entire civilization one layer at a time. Ethereum is a Lego capable of stimulating a child's imagination, but ultimately just a toy. Absolutely got him. Okay. Shitcoiners can't meme. Anyways, this next one, Lada Anna, she goes, this keeps me motivated to stack sats. And we got this person, and in their brain, there's only one thought. I own X divided by 21 million of everything in the entire universe. Pure signal there. This next one, shouts out to our friend Toxicap. And he goes, here's how to kill Bitcoin. 4 steps to killing Bitcoin. Tick. Talk, next block, go fuck yourself. NPC crying. I love it. This next one, Lawrence Lepard. You know, when Lawrence memes, you got to check it out because, you know, like I say it all the time, Bitcoin memes just give you pure signal. And sometimes you got to do that and convey that with pictures. And here we got a little girl. Maybe it's a little boy, I don't know, blowing a bubble, and it goes housing 2007. So the housing market in 2007, and then we got a mom and I'm guessing the same little girl playing with an absolutely ginormous bubble, and that is the sovereign debt bubble of 2023. Big oof. It looks like we are going into some crazy times for 2023. Prepare yourself. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody. And I thought this one's fitting. Shouts out to Orwell and Good. It's a meme account. They don't really create Bitcoin memes, but it's still, they're on the mission of trying to spread information. And we got this very vicious looking wiener dog. And it goes, $1 trillion propaganda machine. And then we got this crab, which is all you Bitcoin memers out there. Everyone that has put their skills into the meme war. People putting funny words on pictures. Yes. The $1 trillion propaganda machine gets wrecked by funny words on pictures. This is why memes are so effective. This is why they incept the idea of Bitcoin. This next one shouts out to Mohagen BTC. And he goes, you're welcome. If you're looking for a sign to buy more Bitcoin, this is it. Continue to stack Bitcoin, continue to DCA into Bitcoin. And on that note, this one's not really a meme, but I had to add this one just because Maybe the bottom is in. Maybe it's looking up for us out here, because everyone knows that Jim Cramer is the ultimate reverse indicator. And so he goes, as I predict another weak year for crypto, I do ponder how many people are still involved now. Many millions of people. And while I agree with him, crypto, aka shitcoins, will have a weak year coming up. But I am convinced that Bitcoin will hold up as well as ever, considering everything going on in the world. And if we are correct, hopefully, you know, we're going into the halving soon. So it should start to climb that wall of disillusionment, that wall of despair. And this is why we tell you guys to continue to stack them sats, continue to stay on the mission, and take Bitcoin into self-custody, provide the value, save in sats. So of course, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat while we cover the meme review scores. And I told you guys I really wanted one of these, and I got one in the building. I just unboxed it last night. I just got back home, and I got me the translucent jade. Oh, you can't even see it. It's literally translucent jade. Let's see. Can I take off the virtual background for you guys? Look how pretty it is. It's so pretty. Oh, my goodness. I love this little thing. I'm going to play with it and get it. Figure out all the ins and outs in this translucent jade hardware signing device. All right, Tatum, what is your meme review score?
My meme review score is why I get the move to proof of stake was a good thing for Ethereum. Sub-$100 GPU. So that's my score today.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let me see if I get some scores in here. All right, first one, Extemos. What's up, bro? Happy New Year. Extemos goes, I give these memes the Genesis blog. Happy Bitcoin birthday. Let's go. Okay, BTC pins. Same score, basically. I give the memes the Genesis block. Let's go. Happy birthday, Bitcoin. This is why we do what we do. Let's see. Brandon, next one, he goes, I give those memes a 20 gigasat boating accident. Oof. Yes, if you know, you know. Well, guys, I hope, you know, I hope, here we go. One more meme review score. Actually, we maybe got a few more. We goes, you deserve real money. I give those years a happy new year of wrecking shitcoin. That is the meme review score. Wrecking shitcoins all year. Let's go. All right. Well, I maybe needed to call you guys on the meme review score earlier, but thank you guys. We appreciate it. Now, oh, one more. Oh, you got it in, HODLcoin. Perfect. Okay, HODLcoin, last one, and I'm going to move on to the software release, or actually website by Playbee goes, I give those memes, Chancellor on the brink of bailout. Happy New Year's. Happy birthday, Bitcoin. Let's go, guys. Love you guys. Love the meme review scores. So let me get this. Here we go. All right, into the websites by Plebs.
Plebsites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. So for the first websites by plebs, you know, websites by Bitcoiners. I saw this site that Matt O'Dell showed this morning, simple to the point, and it's called WeRunBTC.com, and it just says, good morning, stay humble, and stack sats, and he's just got a bunch of links to different guides, you know, using Moon Wallet, easily receive or spend Bitcoin on your phone. It's got a cold card, a guide to using cold card, a guide to running Bitcoin Core, Open Dimes. It's got audios and everything important from start to finish on getting started with Bitcoin, and then a list of more Bitcoin tools and resources, and you can donate and stay up to date on Bitcoin news. So shouts out to WeRunBTC.com. Appreciate everything you do out there, Matt O'Dell, one of the legends of the game. And of course, shouts out to our sponsor, Represent. You already know I am wearing the Trust No One Orange Pill shirt. It is hot in my house right now, so I am not wearing the hoodie. But shouts out to Represent. I am convinced, or I'm pretty sure, we still have some Simply Bitcoin merchandise over there on the website. So get it before it is gone, because when it is gone, it is gone. Anyways, check us out on all our audio podcasting. It is on Anchor. It is on Spotify. It's on Apple. I'm pretty sure it's literally on every podcast app right now. But we are a part of the Value for Value economy. You can send us sats on Fountain. Give us some comments. I will be reading them on Friday so that we can show you guys love, show you that fan love. And we just appreciate all the support, man. It really means the world to us. And it's going to be a good year. I'm excited for this year. I think we're going to continue to give you guys that good signal that you love from us. And we'll keep you up to date in this peaceful monetary revolution. And on that note, shouts out to Tatum. Tatum, you know, your audio was a little messed up, but we appreciate you coming out on the show. We appreciate what you're doing. How about you show your channel? And we'll close this one out for today.
Yeah, really sorry about that. But follow me on Twitter, Tatum Turnup, and on YouTube, also Tatum Turnup. That's hence the TTU. But thanks for having me. Maybe next time I'll have a better setup.
It happens, bro. It happens. You know, sometimes the internet's buggy, but can't stop the signal. Go check out Tatum Turnup on YouTube. He's killing it. Absolutely hilarious. You guys saw a clip in the beginning of the show. But anyways, shout out to all you guys out there. We appreciate, we love all the support. We are humbled by all the support. And we, you know, we vow to do our best this year. It's the beginning of the year. It's going to be a long, grueling year out there, but we're going to show up every single day and give you guys that Bitcoin content that you love. So share the video, like, and subscribe. And not only our Bitcoin-only content, but all Bitcoin-only content. Continue to spread the love. People need to understand why we Bitcoin, why they should Bitcoin, what the utility of Bitcoin is. And this is something I will be reiterating over and over and over like a broken record, because people still don't know why they Bitcoin. People are arrogant out there and they think they know Bitcoin, they think they know why they hodl, but they still obviously don't know, or else they would be stacking them sats. Anyways, salute to all you guys out there. Happy Bitcoin Genesis Block Day. Happy Proof of Keys Day. We will see you guys on the other side. Join me in Twitter Spaces. We're going to keep the show running until 2 p.m. Eastern time. Until on that note, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace out, guys.